and welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. So grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over a few bits and bobs. Forums, WoWhead, you know, updates on what's coming to WoW, and, you know, a few other things. Stuff all over the place, really. It's all over the place. But I do want to start out by saying, Season 3 of Dragonflight and Season 8, I believe, of Wrath of the Lich King Classic PvP season is coming to an end in 2 weeks' time. It is coming to an end on the 23rd of April for EU, 22nd for NA, and the next season will be a week after this. So essentially, during that week, there will be a lot of downtime and a lot of downtime period, so people can, you know, figure out some buffs, nerfs, if they get any in that time, can figure out what they want to play, if they want to change mains during this time, you know, just all of that sort of stuff. But what we will be losing out in this after the season is gone is all of these bits and bobs. So with the season's end, ratings that qualify for the top 0.01% or 0.01% Dreaming Hero, Dragonflight Season 3 achievement will be recorded. The Dreaming Hero title and achievement will be rewarded during the weeks following after the season ends. So this is your top 0.01% of your players. This is the rank 1 players. So make sure that you wait to change factions until you have until after you have received the title. All other Mythic Plus achievements and rewards can be earned until can still be earned until Dragonflight Season 4 begins. Seasonal rewards going away with the start of Season 4. Ahead of the curve, Phorak the Blazing. You get a Proto Drake for this. Cutting Edge, Phorak the Blazing. Hall of Fame, Phorak the Blazing. You get a Famed Slayer of Phorak title. That's cool. Dragonflight Keystone Explorer, Season 3. Dragonflight Keystone Conqueror, Season 3. You get the Dreaming title. Shit, I should have done that on my Druid. That's such a good title for my Druid. Dragonflight Keystone Master, Season 3. You get a Verdant Armadon. That's the kind of dinosaur-looking mount. It looked really cool, I'm not going to lie. Keystone Master, Season 3 reward. Vermin. Nope, I just read that one. Keystone Hero, Season 3. Dreaming Hero, Season 3 of Dragonflight, reward, the Dreaming Hero title. Dragonflight Season 3 Master, reward, Emerald Mark of Mastery. What the hell is it? Dragonflight Season 3 Hero, reward, Emerald Dream Blossom, Emerald Blossom Dreamstone. Not sure what that is. And Keystone Hero Dungeon Portals. That's for Mythic Plus and Raiding. For PvP, you will obviously not be able to get these items and the things. So for Combatant, you cannot get the PvP Cloak. This is all Season 3, like, rewards. So I'm not going to obviously go rewards Season 3 PvP. You know, you know what I'm meaning. Combatant 2, you don't get your legs and braces anymore. Challenger 1, you won't get your gloves and boots. Challenger, I'm guessing that's meant to be 2. You don't get your chest and belt. Rival 1, you don't get head, shoulders, and helm. Even though head and helm are the same? Okay, I'm guessing that's a typo. Duelist, you do not get your weapon illusion, Verdant Crush. Gladiator, you do not get the Gladiator Slither Drake customizer. Customized, like, Drake thing, you know what it is. Verdant Gladiator. You don't get the Verdant Gladiator title. Elite, Verdant Gladiator's Prestigious Cloak and Verdant Gladiator's Tabard. Legend, you don't get the Verdant Legend's Pendant. And Verdant Legend, you don't get the Verdant Legend, Vergent Legend title. All of these will be going after Season 4, so you have a couple of weeks to get them. Now, obviously, people might be like, well, what the hell is that? Combatant is 1,400, I think, or 1,200. Combatant 2 is 1,400. Challenger 1 is 1,600. These aren't exact figures, but it's the ballpark. Challenger 2 is 1800 or something. I don't know. Rival 1 is 1950 and above. Duelist is 2100 and above. Glad is 2400 plus. Verdant Gladiator, 2400. Elite is 2400. So Elite is 2400, but Gladiator is you get a certain amount of wins above the Elite ranking. So that's where that is. Legend is the top 1% or whatever it is, and Verdant Legend is the top 1% for Solo Shuffle. So that's what the PvP sort of titles are linked to. But I want to go over some of the forums. Now, this one I saw that was crazy to me. So a lot of the higher end teams that you come up against very much play the meta comps, the meta compositions. You see every now and again some shadow play. You see a lot of Ret Warrior Fistweaver. You see Demon Hunters, you know, Warlocks. You see all of it up there, okay? But this is a post that is, Ret is still far from being top DPS with the only class with no MS. Okay, I play with a couple people in a team, and we don't have a single MS in our team, which is really rough. We play Mage, we play Boomkin, and Holy Paladin. There is no MS there at all. So yeah, plus you have other things that don't have an MS, mostly casters, I think. Warlocks, well, Destruction Warlocks do if you take the PvP talent, but it's quite rare that PvP talent to actually take nowadays, unless you know that you're not going to be the target, in which case you can get a lot of Chaos Bolts out, but, you know, it's kind of rough to take it because you lose a lot of utility. Firstly, there are loads of classes without an MS. It is not just Rets. So, would be nice for Ret Paladins to do more pressure damage overall than Burst, because getting outperformed by Survival Hunters and Warlocks and DHs, etc., with no MS is just making climbing as a Ret in Looking for Group 10 times harder. 10 times 0 is still 0, so I don't know what he's complaining about. You know, I'll address this as a whole afterwards. No one wants it from a spec that does average damage, brings not other forms of pressure than simply has five mins plus CDs to support them in meaningful ways. Then they have a 1 minute wings timer, like cooldown, and then 2 minutes if they take a certain talent with the Avenging Crusader or whatever it's called. That's crazy. Yes, it has Sack, Freedom, Sank as low DPS, as low CD support abilities, but pressure and CC being so important now isn't game changing to Freedom someone when the enemy team has no roots. Sank really doesn't stop anything because when you can use it, either hold damage for you. When you use it, they either hold damage for you to use it, or they CC you to not let you use it. Sack is the only great ability, in which case you give like Restorger as a defensive, but you take 30% damage from it, and which also against Cleave will destroy you in a meaningful way. Any opinions? This is weird. This was not wrote perfectly, hence the hesitation on some of these things. So, firstly, Resto Druids already have a defensive. They have a couple. They have Trank Bubble. They have Bark Skin. They have Iron Bark. They have Nature's Swiftness. Now, this isn't obviously personal, like usage, but their Bark Skin is a personal one. So is their Trank. So they technically have two defensives plus Bear Form. You know, Heart of the Wild, if you're running the talent, the PvP talent, that way you get frenzy healing, you know, that sort of stuff. But firstly, would be nice for Rets to do more pressure damage overall than Burst by getting outperformed by Survival Hunters and stuff with no MS makes it 10 times harder. Again, like I said, 10 times 0, still 0. No one wants a spec that does average damage. Okay, firstly, I play Boomkin. I do decent damage. because I'm very well attuned to how Boomkin works. I'm very well accustomed to how my damage rotation is. I don't need to think about it. I just know that I've got this spell because of muscle memory now. And I know that I should be using this now or this later or this in like five buttons time. You know, you get the gist. I do decent damage on my Boomkin. I can have a Rhett stand not within melee of me as a melee class and out damage me. That's not average damage. That's being a ranged caster. And that's doing decent damage. So put this into context. Every melee in the game is a melee. Some of them aren't, actually. DKs probably aren't. Some unholy DKs actually have a ranged spell, which is your festering strike or whatever it is now, God knows. Warriors, Windwalkers. What if you have a melees? God. Frost DKs actually are melees, although they have utility to grip you in, but they are actually melee. I'm trying to think what other melee classes there are. But essentially, these are melees that have to melee the target to hit them. Rhett Paladins don't need to be. I can kite a Rhett Paladin who are absolutely perfect conditions, but he will still be able to do his entire rotation on me nearly, apart from Templar's Verdict, most likely. Because I'll just be out of range of it. But he can do his entire rotation on me because his range is that of mine as a Boomkin, pretty much. The same range as my Cyclone. It's absolutely crazy. You do not need an MS if you are a melee that is an actual ranged class. And if you can output constant pressure, like a shit ton of constant pressure, by the way, not just bad constant pressure, a lot of constant pressure, plus burst damage on a 1 minute cooldown, unless you take a certain talent, in which it makes it 2 minutes, but it makes that cooldown even more powerful. You know, there's just loads of different things that Rhett have going for it. It has so much utility for it. You have to get Bubble, Bop, Wall, Shield of Vengeance, Sack, Sank, Freedoms. As a Boomkin, I can't root beam the like healer without having to CC the Rhett. Like, how crazy is that? I have to CC two targets, one of them being one that I want to probably kill, to even CC their healer, because otherwise he'll just get out of the CC that I have. Your freedom on a 25-second cooldown, whatever it is, can nullify my 1 minute cooldown beam. Alright? If you want to complain, start telling them to nerf freedom then. If you don't want it, I'll take it as a Boomkin. I'll gladly take it as a Boomkin. You know, I have permanent freedom anyway, but I'll take freedom as a Boomkin. I cast it on myself. I don't need to shapeshift out of my form in order to run as a druid and, you know, get rid of my freedoms and stuff. It's absolutely crazy that this guy thinks that paladins are, like, so bad right now. I just don't get it. I straight up don't. In terms of, like, melees, Frost DKs are the worst, by far. Then, oh yeah, Demon Hunters. Demon Hunters are actual melees, but they have a couple ranged spells, but they're just mobile as anything else in the game, so it doesn't really matter for them. But if you look at most melees, you would put, if you're going by like a tier system, what would be at the top tier system-wise? Honestly, Warriors are probably the S tier, aren't they? They're always S tier. If you've got Warriors S tier, you have Paladins in high A tier. Really high A tier, alongside maybe Demon Hunters and, you know, DKs, maybe low A tier, high B tier for a DK, Unholy DK, Frost DKs F tier. And then you've got, you know, your Windwalker Monk and stuff that's probably B. Yeah, something like that. But, you know, Paladins are up there. They are one of the best melees in the game. You might feel like they're squishy and die so easily. That's just you not doing your, like, rotation, your defensive rotation correctly. That is an honest skill difference, and I'm sorry to say it, but Rhett's are good. Rhett's are decent. Everything is in a decent spot. After they nerfed Demon Hunters, There has been a massive drop-off in Demon Hunters. I still think Demon Hunters are personally good. I still think that they're in a very decent place. They were a little bit oppressive, don't get me wrong. But I think that they are in a decent place. And I think that everything is in a decent place as it is now, where it's all being played. Everything is being played. I'm seeing a lot of different like compositions, but I am seeing a lot of melee. I'm seeing a lot of rets. I really am. And that's at, what, 2.1, 2.2k that I'm playing at currently? Now, that's going to go up in the next couple of weeks because I'm going to be pushing for maybe 2.3, 2.4 if I'm really, you know, lucky. But yeah, we'll see. But I think rets are not in a bad spot, and I think that this guy needs to chill out a little bit from that. But let's go into something a bit easier. But this guy has me kind of annoyed. Trivializing past content is retail. Can we please stop making content trivial after a couple of months? This is why retail was so bad. This includes reps items that get changed to only work on targets below X level or within certain contexts. Bonus experience, etc. Pavit? Not sure what this means. I'm not opposed to increased XP from the start, but I am opposed to adding more at a later time. Not everyone should be able to min-max an ult without putting in some effort, as people do on any character. Whether you're first or tenth, I literally just finished Warsong Gulch 2 weeks ago. No idea what that means. But this is a Season of Discovery post, and the problem that I have with this one is that it's a Season of Discovery post. The Season of Discovery is a sandbox mode for WoW. That's literally what it is. Now, you have to go into Season of Discovery thinking there's going to be a lot of changes to Classic, like here, and I'm open to trying them. And the thing is, the public has received the change that they've made in Season of Discovery has been very positive, by the community. It's been positively, received by the community. The leveling, the questing, the runes, the, you know, rewards, the PvP stuff, like the Blood Moon and, you know, all of that. I think that it's a quality game mode. If you do not want any of this stuff, Classic Era is there for you to play. Go and play that. I don't even play Season of Discovery, a lot. But I think that it's quality, and I think it's something that the game needed. If you were to simply put runes into Classic World of Warcraft with the same leveling pace, the same quests, no other PvP things, you know, stuff like that. You just have Classic, but with Wrath spells. How was that fun? Because we have Wrath Classic and we're testing out Wrath spells, and you have Classic. So I just don't get it. Some people are so on the... Oh no, they just don't want people to have fun. Because what this screams is, I've put so much time into my character, people shouldn't be allowed to do the same. And it's like, okay, you can do that on Classic Era, because people have to put in the time to get their characters up to that level. They really have to work and grind for it. But on Season of Discovery, you have to accept that people will get up to that level quicker, because they want people to have some ults and experience, you know, all of the classes in Season of Discovery, whether it be a paladin, a mage, druid, warrior, rogue, all of them. And that's what it is. It's a sandbox mode, but people don't understand it and get pissed off. And they, quote themselves, or they sort of say, oh, why isn't this like Classic? And it's like, go and play Classic then. I get that you don't like that, but, go play that. Jesus Christ, stop complaining. There is nothing to this post that is beneficial for anyone. So it's just, can we stop making content trivial? Well, what's trivial? Yes, the questing's a bit easier, but the questing is still there. You still get XP. And the thing is, the XP gain is there to bridge the gap, because World of Warcraft Classic didn't have enough quests in the game to ding you to the level that you needed. You needed to grind mobs. So this is just to fill in that gap so that you don't have to grind mobs. It's crazy to think. But yeah, it is what it is. This one just got to me a little bit and I had to rant on it. But that is where I will end it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening. Do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff happening over there. But thank you all very much once again. And go with Valor Friend. Goodbye, all.